I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So you're about to listen to something that is, I would say, I won't say it doesn't make any sense, but there are times where it is ranting and sort of madness and, you know, two people just screaming at each other. So I'll try, and if you don't know, try and give you a little backstory, though we get to it as well. I was on Comcast. I was doing TV there. I did it for about 4 or 5 years. Really enjoyed it. Did a segment with Tanguay where we talked about the Patriots' biggest enemies, and I said, Goodell was number one. We both agreed. This is about a year ago. And Tanguay said, what should the Crafts do with Goodell? I said, hire a hitman to kill him. And I said, I was kidding. And if you listen to this podcast or listen to me in the mornings, you know that's my sense of humor, whether it's funny or not. It was obviously a sarcastic joke. Bart Hubick, the New York Post writer, we battled with before on the air over Deflategate stuff, retweeted an edited part which just said they should hire someone to kill him and then put this big headline on it. It blew up in my world, and I haven't been on Comcast since. I don't know if I'll be on again. I thought it was kind of cowardly of Hubick, and I was pissed off, and have been going at him for a year. I mean, he's one of the first guys when Ben and I put the podcast together. We were going to try and get on. Didn't think it was ever going to happen. I know PMC was trying to organize one where we were going to do it together. He kind of backed out of that, so I said, fuck it, we're done with him. And all of a sudden, he emails Ben, said he's willing to do it. So we did it. You know, and there's a lot of anger. I'm really pissed at Hubick. I really think he did a shitty thing, and I hate him, and he hates me. So some of that hatred spills over, a lot of it. So a lot of it's going to be nonsensical. Some of it will be. Hang in. I think you'll have a good time. Anytime you have two people who hate each other screaming at each other, it's generally entertaining. So hang in for about 20 minutes or so. Is that right, Ben? Of me and Bart Hubick, our podcast we taped last week. So why are you agreeing to do this podcast, Bart? I have to ask. We've been trying for a while. Obviously, you and I have a little history together. What has compelled you to finally agree to come on this podcast, which I appreciate, by the way. Thank you for coming on.
No problem. I was told it was for charity, so that's pretty much the main reason.
Are you on a speakerphone, Bart, or?
No, I'm on a headphone.
Oh, you're on a headphone? Okay, I got you now.
Yeah,
we're definitely going to raise some money for the Jimmy Fund for this. The Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, by the time we tape this, by the time this runs, will be a couple of days after this. So we're going to be raising some money for people to hear this podcast as well. So it's definitely a great reason. We appreciate that. The WEI Nesson Telethon Jimmy Fund will be August 29th and 30th. Is that right, Ben? 29th and 30th. So we appreciate you doing that, Bart. That's a good thing. So let's just get down to it. Obviously, my problem with you is now almost a year. My contention is, and you can walk me through it because I'm fascinated to hear it. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it, is that you tweeted out an edited doctored video with sort of this crazy headline on Twitter and kind of got me in a shitload of trouble and cost me a television job and fucked me for about a year or so. Is that your understanding as well, or do you have a different perspective? I'd like to hear it.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say. You know, somebody from within one of those networks, one of the networks you work for, sent me that. I mean, I don't live in Boston.
Well, I don't live in Boston.
I don't get the Boston television.
Hold on. But you wrote the headline.
Let me respond, but
you're making it sound like some guy randomly. No, okay, you're right. No, you're absolutely right. Go ahead, respond. I apologize. Respond.
I'm telling you. Yeah, go ahead. I got this. I don't live in Boston. I don't get to TV networks up there. You know, how was I going to get that? Somebody sent it to me.
Right. Okay.
And I posted it. And I just don't understand where you come off saying that I cost you this job. You said that on the air.
But well, may I respond?
I mean, I'm not Bart.
You asked me. I let you respond. Then you asked me. You then asked me a question. So am I allowed to respond? Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So it was an edited video which you're saying you didn't have it. Okay, somebody sent it to you. You retweeted with a real gotcha headline that somebody advocates murdering Roger Goodell, which I did not advocate whatsoever. It was a joke. I said it was a joke afterwards. Anybody who listens to the show or knows me knows it's a joke. The minute you did that with that headline, it blew up on social media, and then I'm a guy who's advocating for the murder of Roger Goodell, which was obviously sarcastic. If anybody has a fucking brain cell, they know it was sarcasm. You knew it was sarcasm. You watched it. It was heavily edited. You know that. You know subsequently, because a million people sent it to you, I know that it was edited. You could have said, hey, for clarification, this isn't exactly what he said. It wouldn't have killed you to do that, but you didn't want to, which is okay. That's not a big deal, but you can at least admit that, right?
I mean, I'm not admitting anything. I mean, it is what it is. I tweeted it out. I mean, you're trying to act like, you know, tell me what the, you know, what the feeling was in Boston at that time. You know, it's like almost like you're kind of taking this out of context. It was a fever pitch at the time.
Bart.
What was going on here?
Bart. You asked me a question. You asked me what was the tenor in Boston at the time. You asked me a question. When you ask a question, am I supposed to answer it or no?
What was the tenor in Boston at the time?
September last year, the tenor of Boston toward Goodell, you're saying?
Yes.
Exactly the same as today. They fucking hate the guy. You know that.
Right.
Absolutely. No. Right. I know what you're saying.
The fans and the media there were out. I mean, nobody
thought they were gonna. Nobody was gonna try and kill the guy. You know that's bullshit. Come on, you're smarter than that.
Well, I mean, then you should direct this criticism at the people at Comcast Sports. I mean,
trust me, I tell you, I have. But what I'm saying is, for you to do that, you definitely did that with part of me. Can you just give me that by saying, you know what, I kind of want to fuck this guy over? That's you can admit that.
Well, why? I mean, I don't know you. I never heard of you guys. I don't live in Boston.
You've been on our show.
New York. I was on your show one time, and you guys were incredibly rude.
Well, we kicked your ass, yeah.
And, I mean, you didn't kick my ass.
We did, but that's okay.
I mean, what did it come down to? What did the Brady case come down to? Did it come down to the Welch report? No.
I don't know. Whatever. Congratulations. Brady got suspended 4 games. I don't care. Like, I don't want to have a Deflategate debate unless you really want to. It's pretty clear we're divided on that. But, you know, I mean, is that more offensive than you saying that, you know, I mean, you joked about suicide in Boston? The thing is, you're the king of tweeting things out and then deleting it. So we just went over the ones in the past year. You tweeted out about that plane that crashed and killed a cop in his house. You tweeted and joked about that. I mean, is that more or less offensive than joking about
the death? I had no idea that had involved the death of somebody. And I deleted it and apologized.
So you tweeted about suicide in Boston, and you deleted that. Was that funny?
What was the tweet? Why don't you read it?
It's in Boston, so it's suicide. Is what you said? You said that people in Boston should commit suicide. I mean, we just had it.
I did not. That's a lie.
You had it. I got it right here. I'll find it. You had it right here. Let me see. I'll find it. But I'll read it.
It's not even the same thing as saying your co-host asked you what should happen, and I think you said something like, I think Goodell should be murdered.
Oh, but Bart, that's you want to talk about lies? That's a fucking lie. I never said Goodell should be murdered, ever, not once. I know
or
you're
killed,
a shitty. I know. I know you're a shitty second-rate journalist, but you've got to be better than that, Bart.
Right.
You got to be better than that. Is that what I said?
Says the shitty host from the shitty second-rate radio station.
Yeah, I know. That does 12s and 13s in ratings, Bart. If there was a Bart Hubick show, it would get literally no listeners. None. You do a zero.
Is that right? You're number one in the ratings in sports radio there?
Bart, look up the ratings, you dummy. Look up the ratings. You want to look them up? Look them up. Look them up. Look up the Dennis Acalia show.
Yeah,
see how they do.
Bart,
if there are three higher-rated morning shows in America in any format than that, I'll pay your fucking salary to you for a year. What happened was, Gary Tanguay, who was my co-host, we did one of these terrible television segments where it's like, you know, rate the enemies of the Patriots, you know, one of these dumb things for 3 minutes. And we both said Goodell was number one. And Gary Tanguay said to me, what should the Crafts do about Goodell? And I said, oh, obviously, Gary, they should hire someone to murder him. Then I turned to the camera and said, that's a joke. That is exactly verbatim what happened. I did not say Roger Goodell should be murdered.
you.
Is that different?
Would you have somebody hire a murderer?
Well, do you think on television, Bart?
Well, like I said, it gets back to my point.
Bart, you're an adult.
It gets back to my point.
Go ahead.
You should bring this up with the people at Comcast.
Oh, I did.
Do you think I have the power to fire you?
This is how it works, Bart. You said something on Twitter, and then it gets retweeted 30,000 times, and it blows up. And people at Comcast have said, oh, it's because of the Hubbuck tweet. My point is exactly right. You're exactly right. My point is you're going to let some tweet by some fucking Bart Hubbuck let you make your decisions. You're exactly right about that. My bigger contention for the last year has been with Comcast, not with you. But we haven't been able to get you on. I just wanted to know why you did it. What is the point of doing that, sending out a tweet with this big headline, other than let's fuck this guy? And if you said to me, I just wanted to get the guy. If you want to say to me.
How crazy the people. You know, it's like you guys live in this bubble up there. You didn't realize that how much the rest of the world, the rest of the country thought you were insane.
Had lost your minds over the Brady thing.
Had lost your mind.
No, Bart,
this is an example of that. That was what it was. I don't care. I mean, I had no intention of getting you fired. Why would I think that I had that kind of power?
Well, I don't know if you had that. I think you know you're not a dummy when it comes to social media. You know that. And I spoke to your New York Post editor. What is his name? Drew Loftus. Is that right?
Right.
You wrote this. You had the tweet.
That's a punk move, man.
I was trying to get you fired, Bart. It was a New York Post editor who.
What you tried to do with me?
Did I call the bosses at Comcast Sports and say you need to fire?
No, you went on social media.
I'm just telling you, I was at least open about it. When you encouraged Patriots fans to commit suicide, I thought, well, you know, Bart's not a big fan of people joking about murder, so let's be consistent about this. When he laughs about cops being killed, or he encourages Patriots fans to commit suicide. Maybe we should talk to his boss about it. That's all I did. Now I'm telling you, face to face. Why?
That is a punk move.
Why?
You don't call somebody's boss and ask to be fired.
Well, why? You got me fired.
Who does that?
I did.
Yeah, and it's a punk.
You encourage Patriots fans to kill themselves. Bart, like you, I just wanted to give everybody the idea of what the tone and tenor was like in New York about Patriots fans, like you did. So I felt like I had to tell somebody about it. Why? You talked about the tone and tenor of the rest of the country with the flake gate. When you talk about suicide, Bart, I don't know what the people in New York are thinking about the fans of Boston.
Did I tweet that directly at your boss at Comcast? No.
You're welcome to do it. I did it. Drew Loftus. And if I see something again, I'm going to do it again because I think you tried to take me down. And that's okay. That's how the game is played. And now I'm going to try and do it to you. So if you tweet something out dumb,
now you delete it because you have no guts.
You delete stuff. So when it happens again. When it happens again, I'll do it again.
Nobody that follows me on Twitter would say I have no guts.
Well, that's not true. I think many people would.
How?
You delete things left and right. Number one sign of a Twitter coward.
I do not.
Absolutely.
I do not.
You do. You deleted that tweet. You deleted the tweet about the cop. I've looked up a bunch of tweets here from the last year. When I look up Hubbuck Twitter, and I look at these ones that I remember from the last year or so, and they tend to disappear, Bart. You have that history of doing it. Now, here's the thing about you is we'll finish this podcast, and I'll be done with you. You had about 20,000 Twitter followers a year ago in the start. You have like 20,000 now. You're not that relevant. The only thing you had around here is Deflategate. That's over. The only thing is with me around here, that's over. So we're basically done with each other. But I just wanted to hear your spin on it. And it's the answer I expected. It's kind of a non-answer. You're evading it as usual. Instead of just saying, yeah, you know what? I tried to fuck the guy over. You won't do that. That's okay. But that's all right, Bart.
Man, you're not that important. Why do you think that I would want to do that? I don't even know who you are.
Uh-huh.
I don't listen to the station. I don't live in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I could care less.
And why did you tweet that about the police officer in his house?
Did I not just tell you earlier that I had no idea that somebody had died in that? And then as soon as I did,
When you tweeted a picture of a plane?
No, I had no idea.
When a picture of a plane flying into a house, you didn't know anybody died?
What?
The picture
I
of a house.
How people were in that house.
Blowing up, you didn't think anybody died?
You just said that I knew that he had died. I didn't.
So you thought nobody died in that? You didn't think there was a chance in that house that anybody died?
No.
Okay. And about the Patriots fans committing suicide?
What are you talking about?
That you deleted the tweet, Bart.
You're trying to act like I tweeted that Patriots fans should commit suicide. That is ridiculous. And it's a lie. It's a lie.
It's a lie.
That is a lie.
Okay. Okay, like I said, I spoke to Mr. Loftus about it. Did he speak to you about it?
No.
So how do you know? So
he's not even a sports editor.
I know, he was the weekend editor, because the guy, we called on the weekend. I had a bunch of other people on Twitter call as well. And he was, the guy we were looking for wasn't there. Yeah, Loftus was there, yeah. And he said, I'll say this, as opposed to Comcast, the post editors have your back, Bart. They like you. Obviously, you're doing things that they like.
That's true. That would be correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, I give them credit. I mean, you know, they have your back, so you should appreciate that kind of loyalty. It's ironic, but that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. I just wanted an answer. You're not going to give it. That's okay. You won't.
Well, I don't understand. No, you're saying I won't give it. I think you're just acting like I won't give the answer that you're giving.
Well, you gave my answer when you said that I said that Roger Goodell should be murdered, which is not what I said at all. That's not what I said. So I guess maybe that's what you thought I said.
You said somebody should hire the craft should hire somebody to murder.
Okay.
Him.
Now, Bart, I would say that you watched television. You saw the clip. Do you think, in your heart, do you think I was being serious? Like, do you think that I was giving?
No, I'm not saying you're serious, but you said it.
Can I ask you a question?
Do you think
on television I was giving the Kraft's advice to hire a hitman to murder Roger Goodell? Like, in all seriousness, like, we could disagree, we can hate each other, whatever. At your core, do you believe that's what was going on?
No.
So your tweet is I'm advocating for the murder of Roger Goodell, which you just said I was not. And advocating, by the way, is saying I think that they should murder Roger Goodell, which I did not advocate in any way.
You said they should hire somebody to murder him.
Right, which, again, was that sarcastic, yes or no?
It doesn't matter if it was sarcastic. I was showing the temperature of the time to the people of outside Boston, you apparently don't realize you're still in that bubble.
I'm at Bart. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm telling you, people outside that bubble thought you got everybody in that city, and including the media, had lost their freaking mind.
Literally,
and that was just the latest example.
Literally, nobody I dealt with, including people at Comcast, thought that I was being serious about it. When I say not a single person.
Then why did they fire you?
Because you know how it works.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that situation. I don't know. You know. I don't know what your ratings were. I don't know shit. Maybe that was just an excuse because they didn't like the ratings, or whatever you were getting. I don't care.
My guess is that I think the NFL became involved. It became a big thing. Sorry about your tweet, which just totally, completely blew up. It pissed me off, I'll admit. I mean, I'll admit that it pissed me off, and I wanted to get you on to talk about it. I appreciate you coming on here, at least talking about it. You're doing it for a great cause, as we both know. We're going to raise some money for the Jimmy Fund over it. I don't think we've accomplished anything. I think we both, you know, this is still as irrational a discussion as it was when it started. My thing is, as I think, you know, I think you were trying to screw me. You disagree. You said, I don't know who I am. That's okay. And I guess we can leave it at that, unless there's something else you have on it.
No.
No?
I'm telling you exactly what happened. All I knew was that you were one of the people that I had been on that radio show that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I don't understand why anybody goes on that show when you guys, I've never been treated like that. I get calls from radio stations all around the country. And I gladly go on and do it.
What was the problem?
And,
sit
there and mock them. Mock
what was the problem?
I was doing you guys a favor.
I don't remember the tone and tenor of the interview. Was it? I mean, we have contentious interviews all the time. Was it a big deal?
It wasn't so much the interview; it was the behavior after it. I mean, it was just this nonstop tweets, mocking me, How was I supposed to react like that? I've never experienced like that anything. I've done hundreds of radio interviews with stations all around the world, New Zealand, Australia, England. I've never dealt like
but
that.
But if we have a legitimate disagreement on Deflategate, we want to yell at each other and scream at each other. Like, who gives a shit? Like, it's sports talk radio.
Well.
You know what I mean? I mean, why is it a big deal? Here's a tweet, October 13th.
Why are you guys the only station that does that? I have never seen another station go on social media and mock one of their guests.
October 23rd, 2015, at Bart Hubbuck to at Celtics and 4. Not surprised in the least that you're talking about suicide. You live in Boston, after all. What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You tell me what it means.
It's your tweet. I'll ask it again slowly for you. What?
I'm not saying. I didn't say tell people.
What? What? Well, it's your tweet.
Let me say don't commit suicide.
You're a writer. It's your words. It's your tweet. It's been deleted.
If I remember right, that guy said,
what?
What
does that mean?
He told me to go commit suicide.
What does that mean? You live in Boston after all. What does that mean?
Did I stutter? What did I just say?
What does it mean, Bart?
Why don't you say what that guy tweeted to me?
No, I don't have it because you deleted. Somebody tweeted out and I just had that.
He said, I should commit suicide.
What does that have to do with Boston? You live in Boston after all. Fine. Bart, I don't want you to commit suicide. You're a father. I don't, because I know you have trouble with this. I don't want that to happen. Right. You live in Boston after all. What does that mean?
Boston's a dreary place.
So what does that have to do with suicide?
Bart,
let's try again. We'll try again. What? I understand what he tweeted
he
you.
He told me to commit suicide.
Okay.
So, I said, you live in Boston, so it doesn't surprise me you're talking about suicide.
Why?
I just told him, because Boston's a dreary place.
So he should be talking.
Sun,
so people
the sun would shine in Boston in January or February. So
you think that a lot of people in Boston talk about suicide January and February? That's your defense? Really? That's your fucking defense for that? Really?
What?
Really?
Okay.
All right. Perfect. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Bart, I appreciate that. And thank you for coming on. And we're going to raise some money for this for the Jimmy Fund. Appreciate you coming on for this cause. Thanks again. So that was Bart Hubbuck. It was a... little heated, which can happen. I would say this. Here's what I'd say. Two things. Well, maybe three things. First, he's absolutely right in that my contention over the last year has been I've been more frustrated with Comcast's response to it than Hubbuck himself. There are a lot of people, a great majority of people I like at Comcast. I think they work hard. They do a good job. They do good TV. They could have handled it better. I could have handled it better afterwards as well. I think the whole thing was bungled from top to bottom. I think they'd agree with that. I'd agree with that. But Hubbuck is a Twitter bully. You know, I'm lucky I dug that tweet out the last second of that podcast. It's my own fault for not having it before. That's kind of what you get from that guy. You know, he'll tweet about suicide and then he'll say, well, it's because, you know, it's dreary in February and January. Well, that's not what he's talking about. We know that. And I think he was on the show with us. I think he knows very well who I am. And I think he said last September, here's a chance to really... Somebody sent him the tweet. He's right. He didn't come up with that video himself. Somebody tweeted at him and he said, here's a chance to really fuck somebody over. Somebody who you could tell by his tenor. Maybe we could play some highlights, Ben, of the interview with Hubbuck, which I have no memory of whatsoever. I remember being contentious, but we did 3 million contentious interviews with people during Deflategate that I thought were all pretty good, to be honest with you. I didn't really have a problem with any of them. I think when the guy comes on, he writes something, you can go on, you can yell at him. Then you go on social media, you can kind of shit on him if you disagree with him, like Hubbuck does with people, by the way, talking about suicide. And then you're done. He didn't take it well. A lot of these guys didn't take it well. And I think Hubbuck said, here's my chance to get back at somebody. And he had put a salacious tweet with it, which is advocating. And you heard what he said. He said, I said that that Roger Goodell should be murdered, which I never said. Obviously, that's dumb. And he ran with it. And he won the day. And maybe he'll wind up winning the war. Good for him. But I tweeted and tried to get him fired then. And I'll continue to try and get him fired. I'll be happy. That'll be a good day for me. I'll admit I'm petty on that one. But that's what you're dealing with a guy like Bart Hubbuck. And like I said, that pretty much ends that chapter. For me, I like to have people on who I have disagreements with. That's what I think makes this podcast interesting sometimes. Sometimes we'll have a nice conversation with somebody I like and respect. That's 1 week. And then next week I'll come on with somebody and we'll yell at each other and tell each other to fuck off. And then we'll be done with it. I don't think there's a lot of other podcasts that do that. I think a lot of podcasts are two people who we like each other and it's friendly and it's back and forth. And those can be good if the guest is good and the conversation is good. God knows I've had some before. I'll have some again. But this one was different. I felt like we needed to have this one. I needed to talk to this guy. And I give Ben Kitchen, the producer of the show, a lot of credit. He didn't give up. He got him on. And I think you kind of got what you're dealing with Hubbuck. And, you know, he's going to take a beating when this comes out on Twitter and he's going to block a bunch of people and he'll do a dumb tweet. And whatever. And And that sort of closes that chapter for me anyway. And it's really probably a little petty, and it's probably a little too individualistic. And maybe people listening don't give a shit about me and Bart Hubick. And I understand that. And you don't have to listen. Don't listen to this podcast. Don't listen to the podcast next week. Don't listen at all. I'm okay with that. But I think what makes this one different is sometimes I bring on people that I hate and hate me, and I want to talk it out. I want to hear where they're coming from on it. I've had people say to me, why having this guy on? He screwed you over. He cost you a lot of money. That's kind of true, and it's kind of not true. But I like to know why. I like to know the motivations of these people. It interests me. It interests me more than other potential guests that we can have on. So that's it for Hubick this week, and it's going to be a shorter one. Not as short as Lenny Dykstra, but kind of a short one. And, you know, I'm going to keep trying to get these people on. As you guys know, I've had disagreements with a lot of people. And by the time you're hearing this, there'll be someone else or somebody else, I'm sure. And we're going to try and get those people on as well. And people maybe who aren't at the station anymore, we'll try and get them on. We're going to try to get everybody on. There's no guest that I've had trouble with that I don't want to have on to talk about it. That's what's important to me. That's what this, at the core, what I want this podcast to be is some weeks it's Jackie McMullen. Some weeks it's Tommy Curran. Some weeks it's Mike Gorman. Other weeks it's Lenny Dykstra. Other weeks it's Bart Hubick. You know, I don't think, like it or don't like it, I don't think there's a lot of other podcasts who give you that. And that's kind of, I think, the appeal of this podcast. For me, I want to talk to people I like, and I want to talk to people I hate. In a perfect world, it'd be about 50-50. Most of the people who hate me won't come on. I'll give Hubick credit for this. He's doing it for the right reasons. He came on here, and we fought with each other, and it was kind of irrational. It probably doesn't sound great, but he came on. I give him credit for that. I give Dan Shaughnessy credit. We've had a lot of problems. He came on. I give people like that a lot of credit. The easiest thing in the world to do is say no. So I'm thankful for Bart Hubick for coming on the podcast, for giving his side of the story, though I disagree with all of it. I am thankful that he came on here. I'm thankful he came on for the Jimmy Fund, a great cause. We're looking forward to a great couple of days, the WEEI Nesson Radio Telethon next Monday and next Tuesday. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with Enough About Me again next week. I don't know with who, with somebody I hate, somebody I like, a movie star, fucking Bruce Springsteen, Roger Goodell. I don't know. Wherever it is, though, it's going to be somebody I want to have on. That's a promise. All right, thanks as always for listening to the Enough About Me podcast. If you want more podcasts like this with guests like Artie Lang, who else is going to have Artie Lang and fucking Bob Ryan on the same podcast, or David Portnoy and John Tomasi? If you want to listen to podcasts like this, you go to iTunes, Stitcher, you go to WEI.com, you go to the mobile app. When you go to iTunes, leave a rating, leave a review, and subscribe. That's going to help us out a lot. If you want more of these, leave a rating, leave a review, and subscribe. Make sure you do that for me. That is a command. Now do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.